You're listening to the audio production of Building a Resilient Life, Audio Bible Studies, by Rebecca Lyons, published by Harper Christian Resources and presented by the author. These audio studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, this production includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
This message has been brewing in the quiet for 3 years. Initially, it was intended for our kids, the next generation staring into the face of adversity. In an area of distraction and disconnection, had they developed the skills really required to withstand the onslaught of anxiety and isolation? Had they established the confidence in community to stay strong? But in the writing, research, and soul searching, I quickly learned how much I too needed it, how our society needs it, how we all need it. Life is hard for so many reasons. It's tempting to try to move past the pain as quickly as possible. Instead, what if we embraced our struggles to develop the strength of resilience, not dependent on circumstance? After speaking at a mental health summit focused on supporting the church, I went for a walk and I heard in my spirit, adversity awakens the human heart. I paused. What does this mean exactly? Adversity is trial, affliction, hardship, something you never asked for or planned. And because we never see it coming, this kind of unexpected interruption in our lives can send us reeling. I know it has for me. I think of all the moments in my life where unexpected loss could have drowned me, but God. He showed up on my shower floor as I wept over a confirmed Down syndrome diagnosis 22 years ago, after a week of genetic testing at Kate's birth. He showed up in the middle of the night in my Manhattan apartment when I cried out for rescue from panic attacks, and he flooded me with peace. He showed up when my dad sang Jesus Loves Me with me on FaceTime from his nursing home in Florida hours before he went to sleep for the last time. He showed up when my mother-in-law told us she couldn't fight any longer after a month in the ICU trying to breathe. She was ready to be with Jesus, and it was time to let her go. Yes, God is always present in every area of our lives. But the Holy Spirit shows up in these specific moments in tangible ways where I would collapse at the news because of pain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?